Hello, hi, welcome to Taco Tuesday. Don't worry about this big black monolith thing that's blocking out the sun. What you need to worry about is this question that I'm about to ask you.
Who wants a taco?
I do. I want a taco. That's Will Ferrell, President Business in the Lego Movie. And I do. So luckily for us, it's time for another Radio Boston edition of From Scratch with Joe Gatto. He's here in Studio 2. We're going to make some tacos and press our own taco shells, yes?
It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Could I be more excited?
No, probably not.
Even if this was Thursday. It'd still be Taco Tuesday to me.
All right, so we've got a lot to learn. And if you want to follow along streaming as well as over the radio or on your smartphone, radioboston.org, we are streaming live video right now. Robin Lubbock is doing that for us. We're waving at you.
Hi, Robin.
So jump on the web. And Joe, let's start talking tacos. You picked this food. Why did you pick January Tuesday tacos?
Because tacos to me, they're like a food group. You know, like I just love a taco. It's so simple, so complex. You can really put anything on it. You know, it's just so versatile. And it's my favorite food that I can eat 9,000 of them.
So I would like to eat 9,000 of them. I usually don't because I put too many cheese in mine to be able to do that.
I understand.
So I do want to ask you, you know, in your television show From Scratch on Pluto TV, here with us on Radio Boston, you're always emphasizing family.
Yes.
Food is love. Food is family.
Absolutely.
Is this one that you make as a family with kids, et cetera?
This is really near and dear to my heart because this is the first one I taught my kids, really. They always love tacos. So making the dough, pressing these, this is something we constantly share together.
Yeah.
And my daughter, Cassidy, has become an expert at it. She is a beast on the taco press. Plus, you know, like this for dinner, to make your own tortillas, because corn tortillas from the store, I do not like cardboard. Like, I just can't stand
them.
Not a
fan.
These corn tortillas, you know, when you shove this in your pie hole, it's going to blow your head off. You know, like these things are ridiculous. And I brought my sous chef here today, Phil, and we make these for our classes that we do in Boston and private classes. And people can't get over the difference. This is another example of From Scratch really taking it to the next level where you're like, oh, this is a whole different kind of food.
All right. So in a second, we're going to learn how to make those.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, I want to ask you one more question. So tacos have a heritage. They have a cultural heritage to them. I'm Italian. Our food has cultural heritage. We're
right.
In a moment where we're trying to be as thoughtful and respectful as we should be about other people's culture, heritage, ethnicity. When you and I teach everyone how to make tacos, what's the way to be respectful and keep that in mind as we're doing this?
I mean, I really think when you're doing it from scratch, that really shows an homage to it. When you're understanding that, you know, you're grinding masa and you're understanding just how long it took to develop this. Now we can do it in 2 seconds because everything's just at our fingertips. But to take the time and do it at home, to me, it's not always about the food itself. It's the community. It's the family. It's the spending time. I think that really, to me, that's really showing respect because that's what it's all about. Everyone's sitting around grinding, making the tortillas, taking the time, telling stories. That, to me, is everything. And I think tacos are a really great example of that. We have a place in Tulum in Mexico, so we're down there all the time, and I try to learn from all the chefs down there. And it's always about making it from scratch,
from scratch.
I love that.
All right, so let's do that. And I just took my rings off because
okay.
I know you're going to put me
serious.
To work here. So
here we go.
You have brought a ball of dough. Let's hold it up to the camera. And again, you can watch this
streaming live.
radioboston.org. And we have a ball of dough here.
This is masa. And masa comes from field and corn.
Okay.
Which goes through the process of nixtamalization. And then
okay.
we grind it.
Wait, just say all those words again.
You nixtamalization.
Yeah,
grind,
I don't know what that is.
Right? it just makes me very excited.
Nixtamalization.
So we have field dent corn, which is typically used for cattle feed.
Okay.
Right? And the kernel actually has a little dent, and that's where it gets its name.
Got it.
So it's dried, and then it has to go through a process of nixtamalization where you're boiling a lye to take off the shell, and then you grind.
Okay,
and
so at what stage in that process did you purchase it?
So this was pre-ground because I didn't have any masa at the house. But one of the things we do, actually on the show, you can see the process tip to tail.
Okay.
And it's actually super fun to do, and it comes out amazing.
And where would one buy that ingredient?
You can get that off Amazon. They actually have it.
Okay.
And if you're looking for pre-ground masa harina, they have great stuff at Whole Foods.
Okay, great to know. And all right,
this, I cut a fat into it, so it's dry, like mm-hmm. a flour.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a fat into it, which was lard.
Okay.
So I cut that in, and it gets sandy.
Using like a pastry cutter or
oh, no, my hands.
Your hands.
Oh, yeah, I
so
dig in. I love
in.
To dig in.
All right, we squished it in.
Right.
All right.
And then you add salt, and in this case, I had extra chimichurri that I made the other night, avocado okay. chimichurri.
That's the green.
Right, so got I dumped it. The chimichurri in.
Okay.
And then I add a little water mm-hmm. until a dough came together.
All right.
And then what you do is you can take, you see how the texture is really
right
cool.
Off.
It's not like a flour,
right?
No gluten or anything.
It's almost like a putty.
Right.
Yep. Okay.
And then I take this, I make a little ball.
Okay.
I go off center.
Why?
Because it's going to squish
got
this
it.
Way. And that's the technical culinary term is squish.
And this is like this looks like a cast iron skillet turned into a press.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Okay.
And then what you do is we go down and we take the handle and
we
press.
Squish.
But what we don't do is we don't go and put all our weight on it. We don't want it super thin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We want it thin but still pliable. Then you take the top piece off,
mm-hmm.
put it in your hands.
And there it is.
And I have a tortilla. And this bad boy.
You've got
goes
a
into
hot
plate a hot
plate
pan.
Here. And now, so two things. One, it appears that you have taken a Ziploc bag and cut it open to use as a plastic layer
mm-hmm.
on either side of the press.
High tech.
In order to keep
very
it
very high tech.
And the press is cool, right?
Yes,
okay.
The press is cool,
okay.
And the pan mm-hmm. is dry.
All right, and that's the second question. So you have a nonstick pan on
yep.
a hot plate here. In fact, I'm going to get close so people can hear the hot plate there
yeah,
here in
can't.
Studio
oh, wow.
2. Right? You can hear it. Careful, careful. It's sizzling away, and you use that pan dry. Why?
Oil. We just don't need to add oil because
there's
a fat
in
there. So
okay.
we let that kind of do the cooking.
Okay.
And what it will do is, you know, caramelization starts its thing. It starts
okay.
browning on one side.
Okay.
And then we'll flip usually about a minute, and we're starting
beautiful.
To get
you
brown.
See that little bit of browning around the edges.
Right. And we're actually, when this one comes off in like 15 seconds or
mm-hmm.
so, we're actually going to taste this one first.
Okay.
So you can see the difference of just how tender,
yep.
flavorful. Like, these things are rock stars on their own.
Okay.
And you'll make...
I'm kind of thinking I would butter that and eat it like that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I mean, even like a little... I brought a little homemade pico de gallo.
Nice.
Just a little pico on
yep.
there.
Yep.
Is like... And you can see these things are done...
That's beautiful.
In like 2 seconds.
Okay.
And we want to keep them...
So you're tearing it in half here.
Yep, I'm giving a piece.
Okay, and we're
to
folding
you.
It in half.
They're
it's
a little,
nice and
they're
beautifully
a little hot,
warm.
But
I'm going to take the first bite. What should I expect to taste?
I'm going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Should
oh my
be,
God!
Right, tender. The corn, like it is standout.
I'm not kidding. I would eat this just like this.
That's the problem when we make these for events. We have 50 people, but
yep.
we make 100.
I would just
because
eat them.
Phil and I will just bang them
they're
back
amazing.
Like nobody. Right?
Tender. Moist, beautiful corn flavor coming through, just a little bit of seasoning in there.
Yep, because the corn is the star.
Mm-hmm. It's honest.
Right. Oh, I love that.
It's honest.
I feel like
wonderful.
That's what we should call them now.
And the goal is to keep them soft, right? These should be soft tacos that
nice,
we're making.
Nice and soft.
Okay.
We do these a lot for fish tacos
okay.
at home. We like the fish tacos.
So let's make...
Which is
sorry,
a great thing
swallowing
if you have kids.
There. So we're with Chef Joe Gatto here from scratch here in Studio 2 of Radio Boston. You can watch the streaming of this, which is happening right now, radioboston.org. So now we're going to turn one into a completed taco.
Yep. And
so
you're going to
do this.
I think you should press one first.
Okay. So I'm going to put this off center.
Yep.
Line the plastic up.
Yep.
I'm going to put the top down.
You sure are.
And I'm going to do this, but not put all my weight.
Perfect.
Pull it back. And here out comes. Look, it looks right.
That's Phil, someone's
exciting.
Gunning for your job.
Very, very exciting. And now I just use,
so
do
nope.
I use the...
So put your hand
put
here.
Put my hand here and flip it.
And then
got
peel it.
It
off. Here's
got
that's
it.
The tough part.
This is what I do with pie dough and a cutting board. Mine broke.
That's okay.
Why? Why did it break?
I
did
think
I
you
press
just went a
hard?
Little too fast.
Okay. All
but
right.
What we can do
yep, I'll give
is
you that back. Okay, so listen, what Joe's doing here, if you can't see this, he just reballed it, right?
Yep.
This is dough. It's got lard in it.
And it's not going to toughen.
Reshaped it. Doesn't toughen.
Nope.
That's awesome because there's no flour or anything
right.
in it. Okay.
So we can get two.
And he's just going to give me literally a do-over. So
back
I'm
to
put
one.
That lid there. I'm going to do the press again. If
yep.
it cracks again, we're turning it over to you.
That's fine.
All right, so I'm lifting this.
Yep.
Cast iron lid. I'm going to peel the two pieces
of
this.
Sure
is
are.
Just a plastic storage bag that's been cut open. I flip it.
Yep.
And now I'm going to look at that.
There you go.
Okay, now I feel accomplished. Yes.
And then just plop it right
just
on. Just flip your hand.
Right in there. Very
touchdown.
Good. Give me some high fives.
Look at that.
All right. So
it is now officially Taco
while
Tuesday.
While it's cooking, tell me what we're putting in our Tuesday taco here.
So this is slow roasted chicken thighs with chipotle, onion, garlic, a ton of spices.
How important is the dark meat? Could you do the same with white meat and
you
have
can.
A satisfying taco?
You could put a boot in a taco and it's going to be good,
okay.
right? Because it's taco.
I mean, I'm a dark meat person, but a lot of people really do prefer white meat.
I think the dark meat is richer.
Okay.
It takes to a braise better because it has,
there's
no,
right,
there's no fat in a breast, so it's going to dry out.
Okay.
These, I think, are much better for... There you go.
Look at that. It's all brown.
Come on.
All right.
And then we have some homemade pico de gallo. These roast in about 50 minutes.
And how are they seasoned, the chicken? How's it seasoned?
It's with the chipotle, onion, garlic, chili powder, cumin, just a whole bunch of spices.
Yep.
And when you slow roast it, they come out super tender, super flavorful. And the great thing is just like a lot of food like this that I love about it, it's earthy, it's deep. It's rich.
Yep.
Then we have this acidic, bright pico.
Yep.
And that soft, tender corn.
And
this has a little crunch from the onion. So we got texture. We have acid. So we have what I always talk about on air is balance.
Balance. That's right.
Right.
So we're moving our corn.
We're going to take this bad boy.
Tortilla off to the cutting board.
And typically we'd let it cool a little more.
Yeah.
But just... for the sake of being on air.
We're just going to take some fingers and sprinkle
yep.
a little bit of this
my hands
slow
are very
roasted
clean.
Chicken fat. Chicken fat. chicken so thigh.
This is my famous chicken fat taco.
That's right.
And
That's
who doesn't
right.
love that?
And who doesn't want that? And the pico has onion and tomato. What
and
is that, scallion?
A little serrano.
Serrano, okay.
And lime juice. Mm. And we're just going to put that on
yep.
just like this, right? Yep. And I mean, the colors alone.
It's beautiful.
Want
it's really
you.
Beautiful.
We'll show the people on air.
Now that is well
air.
Stuffed.
The
yep, I think
camera.
I would go to that camera there. So here we
All
go.
Right, I think I'm free.
I think you're free to range.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
You know you want.
It is
come
beautiful.
On, eat that. Eat that.
RadioBoston.org if you want to see
right.
this slow roasted chicken taco.
So now it's like drumroll city because you're going to.
You want me to cut it in half so you can have some too?
No, I want you to
you
chow
really
that.
You really want me to do this, okay?
Yeah, so
I just want you guys to know everyone in Studio 2 in the control room is like, I want that.
And you can
and
see
I'm excited
it's just
to try it.
This.
I'm going in.
This is my favorite thing in the world. I'm actually like really jealous right now. Right? The flavors yep. just all meld, the textures all meld. Oh, I did have a napkin in here.
So the thing that is surprising me, and pardon me for talking with food in my mouth, but we're on the clock. It's the textures.
Right.
I kind of thought I would just get something a little soft and squishy, but you get really three distinctive textures.
Yeah.
You get the tortilla, you get the chicken, and then you get the crunch, right?
Right. That
from
that,
the pico.
That crunch from the pico, I think, like that's the thing. We want to tie everything together. And when you're making these tortillas at home, again, they're super easy to make, right?
Yep.
And flour ones are just as easy to make. But that's all the difference in the world, that homemade tortilla, right? This
yep.
this would be a great taco, but now it's next level, right? Now it's like Michael Jordan taco.
All right, so if you were now teaching this on your television show, on From Scratch
yep.
on Pluto TV, what other ingredients might we see you put into one of these delicious corn shells?
I mean, one of my favorite things to make is conchinita pibil, which is like a slow-roasted pork with achiote.
Oh.
And that takes all day. It's in it, wrapped in a banana leaf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... that when that pulls, it's like pulled pork, the ultimate pulled pork.
Yep.
And it's so earthy, and with the and we make like a salsa verde with that.
Yep.
And the homemade tortillas, I mean, just pull up a chair.
Yeah.
Right? Just forget appointments.
Well, and that's one of the things that I've noticed from the television program is there, I mean, you really, it's pre-recorded, right? So you can edit it down.
Yep.
You do the big stuff. Like you did a clam bake.
Yep.
Right? Where, and it was an all-day affair.
We dug the hole.
Yes.
You know, like, right. you know, it's like we're Joe Pesci burying bodies. We were, you know, we were sitting there.
Only tasty.
Right. Exactly. Right. Very tasty. Very tasty. We did, yeah, the clam bake was one of our favorite things to do because it did take all day.
Yep.
And we did celebrate with the cast and the crew. So it was one of those complete things for me that I absolutely love.
Well, we're glad that you celebrate food and make it from scratch with us here
in Studio 2 as well. I'm glad you guys have me every time.
Joe Gatto with slow roasted chicken tacos with a homemade shell that I learned to press here today.
Rockstar.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, radioboston.org. That video will be there. You can always go back and look. I'm Tiziana Deering. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. We love it that you listen. Thanks for doing so. And join us and the whole team again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Tacos!